You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
As we always do, we kick off with how the markets have been moving throughout the day. I'm joined on the line by the Chief Investment Officer at Makwe Fund Managers, Makwe Masilela, to take a look at some of the market movements and see if we can make sense of them. Dr. Masilela, good evening. Lovely to catch up with you. It has been quite some time. Markets today kind of having a weirdish kind of day, but this seems to be the theme, right? I mean, it's been this way for the longest time. Every time President Trump says something, markets are a bit nervous. You're seeing that nerve or those nerves still remain in the markets. But what did you make of today's movements?
You know, it just shows that markets will continue to shake off, you know, all this Trump's comments. Remember, investors digested a cooler than anticipated U.S. job numbers report and also that sharp uptick in inflation expectations just as Trump announced fresh tariff measures. And I'm saying this escalating trade tension didn't dent investor sentiment. As he said, you know, he's planning to announce that blanket 25% tariffs. But we know it seems now lately the guy's back is more than his bite, you know. So markets are saying, listen, let's play wait and see. We don't have to be, you know, jumping every time the guy is making noise and we think that this guy will definitely implement. And I think we've seen with the Colombian issue, managed to withdraw. The issue of Canada, Mexico, managed to put some pause as well. Or maybe people are saying the guy is amenable to stuff. We didn't expect him to be this soft when it comes to China, but he is seemingly sanity is prevailing. So markets are saying, listen, maybe Trump themselves and the advisors will realize that at some point, some of these things might not be working for them as an economy, even though some of his policy measures might be very good for the U.S. economy itself. So unfortunately, the good things that might be good for the U.S. economy might be cancelled out by these possible high tariffs.
All bark and no bite. I think South Africa might be on the other side of that with the sanctions that have been recently imposed. But of course, the markets, as you said, continuing to shrug things off. And I look at equity markets today, almost every single equity index in the green, the likes of the Hang Seng up more than 1%, the likes of the NASDAQ up more than 1%, the likes of South African markets also up 0.33%, which is a good day. But all the markets seemingly saying we're going to continue with business as usual.
Definitely, and they have to, you know, because remember, some of these policies as well, even if they have to be implemented, the effect thereof might be happening the second half of the year. So why not enjoy and ride the momentum for now? If they come to fruition, then people will have made their profits and they can just start taking off some of the chips from the table. That's if we start seeing the impact thereof, because whatever gets to be implemented today, yesterday, whatever, we're not going to see the results now. And I think there's a bit of resistance and there's not much surprise given that this is Trump's true. It's not the reaction that we've seen, you know, the first time around when he occupied the White House. So I think people are saying, maybe we also don't have to have that funny knee-jerk reaction to whatever the guys have to do. And truth be told, if some of the policies are going to be good for the economy and the U.S. economy continues to do well, then definitely that maybe should also continue to lift some market sentiments. And we've seen the European Union as well, they stand ready to defend their turf. Almost everyone is saying, we're also ready to make sure that we also protect our turf. So it's no longer the question of the big brother talking and we all listen.
Makwe, there is still some section of the market that is concerned. I mean, if I look at the way that the gold price is moving, hitting all-time highs today again, there's obviously still a portion of the market that's saying, you know what, we aren't too convinced about the Trump story just yet. We still want to hold out a bit. Some risk-off sentiment still persists in the market. Is that largely Trump-driven or is there some other things that are concerning the market at the moment?
I think, you know, for me, there are two things. You know, this record high is lifted by the increased safe haven demand because of the tariffs are now aimed at commodity imports. It's like some of your cousins, you know, are getting to be hit. So you might as well, you know, be shaken to see whether am I the next person or not. But for me, what's critical is the inflation numbers to be released on Wednesday coming out of the U.S., you know. If we see that the numbers are in such a way that interest rates will still be elevated for much longer, then most probably we might start seeing some profit taking kicking in. Not forgetting that tomorrow we've got the U.S. Central Bank chairperson talking to the Congress, so that as well has got the potential, you know, to give market participants, especially gold traders, what will be happening with interest rates going forward. I'm emphasizing interest rates because as much as we know that gold plays a critical, the dollar itself plays a critical role because these things are priced in dollars, but of more importance is what is happening with the U.S. interest rates, because the higher they are, that increases the opportunity cost of holding the yellow metal.
Marco, speaking of some of the other things that have been happening, I mean, we look at some local movements, some domestic movements. There have been a lot of corporate changes that were reported as SENS announcements just today, but also I think back to some of them happening last week and before, the likes of the Exxaro CEO resigning, some board changes happening here and there. February typically seems like a good time, perhaps close to year end, some of them perhaps close to contracts not being extended or some people retiring. What are some of the movements that are happening in the corporate space that you've been keeping an eye on?
You know, it's very critical because remember, AGMs are also approaching, so you don't want to be voted out. So you might as well stand and say, I'm no longer available. And as well, Jimmy, truth be told, as much as we are worried about external issues, the Trump's issues of this world, we also have to keep our house clean. So if there are things that have to be taken out, you know, in the system, let it be, you know. And yes, we'll continue to watch how this whole thing continues to impact our, what do you call it, our economy. Look into the steel issue, you know, itself. I mean, at some point, actually, metal was down almost 3%. I mean, remember, just last year, we exported $518 million worth of iron and steel to the U.S., you know, and that could, this, if they get to be implemented, we could face severe economic consequences. And we know there's an industry that already has been struggling.
Marco, Telkom gave us a trading update today. Did you catch what that was and what we can expect from them?
Yeah, a very pleasing one. Their data-led strategy continued to yield strong data service revenue growth across the group. And that was driven by the ongoing demand for their compelling data proposition. I mean, the SwiftNet disposal, you know, still on track. Mobile subscribers up 21%, you know, standing at 24 million. And what's nice is that data users comprise almost 62% of total mobile subscribers. And the guys continue to prioritize the fiber connectivity. I think now that sitting at 1.3 million. Group revenue up 0.9% with mobile service revenue up 9.6%. And look into their overall financial performance in the form of EBITDA. It's up nicely 28%. I mean, this is just for Q3.
So certainly a positive metrics from the Telkom stable. Marco, I want to get your thoughts on the budget speech, because I don't know if you and I are going to have a chance to have this conversation before the budget speech takes place next week. And I want to get your thoughts just around what you might be thinking, or what you might be wanting to see coming out of that speech. Obviously, tensions being where they are and South Africa needing to make some critical fiscal decisions and all of that. What do you think should be happening next week?
You know, we all know that they have to talk about reducing debt, stuff like that. That's a given. I hope this time around they will tell us about practical steps that they are doing to help, not just SMMEs, but to help companies. We don't have to mention the issue of ArcelorMittal, how long they took to be able to help them. But what is it that this time around, as they indicated, we've seen what the progress they made with load shedding, but how far they are with the issues of Transnet, you know, all those small and other things which are small, but, you know, very important when it comes to our economy, that this is how much has been put aside. This is the timeline that we expect these kind of things to be done. And enough with this whole issue that they're going to reduce debt. With the economy not doing this great, you know, I don't think we'll see that happening anytime soon.
Fix the economy and tell us what you're going to do about the smaller nyana things. We'll leave the conversation there, Makwe. Thanks so much for the time and the insights. Always lovely to catch up with you. Makwe Masilela, Chief Investment Officer at Makwe Fund Managers, joining us to take a look at some of the market movements throughout the day, as well as his expectations around the budget speech coming up next week.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.